You ever been told that Christians can't judge? Have you ever told someone, well, Christians can't judge? Can't judge what? I came up with a list of things that we're used to judges being a part of, and see if maybe Christians can't judge baking contests. I can judge baking contests. How about our chili cook-off? Christians can't judge chili cook-offs. This next one, somebody wrote it down for me. Swimsuit contest. Which brings me up to me and Doug Rosenbauer's idea of the Men of Jennings Road swimsuit calendars. Right? Yes. Oh, moneymaker. As Deanna says, every time you bring that up, all I think of is people will pay us not to do that calendar. What about actual court judges? Christians can't be court judges. Now listen, I have to tell you, back in my social worker days, whenever I would have the potential of jury duty, I would look at what some of the potential cases were, because I was, as a social worker, very biased. If I had a child molestation case, I always let them know, listen, I'm very biased already because of what I do for a living and the kids that I work with. And here's the problem. I would be the worst court judge in the world as a Christian, because I would be like, yeah, I don't care what the law says. You're guilty, go. Right? I don't care what the law says. And that kind of hints at the problem with us as Christians judging. We know what God wants. The problem is we think we know what God wants. And we use our standard of what we judge as Christians based upon what we think God says. Not necessarily what he really says, what God's standard is. We tend to use our own personal opinions, our own thoughts, our own what we think is right. But because we're Christians, we assume that's what God's law intends as well. Can we judge as Christians? Yes. Everybody go home. Yes. But it's not the way you think. Open your Bibles. Open your Bibles to a book that we got sick of, 1 Corinthians. I have intentionally avoided that book for a couple years. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, chapter 5, verses 12 and 13. It's been a long day and it's only 11 o'clock. The first thing I want you to see in verse 12, when it comes to judging, Paul tells us that it's all about business. And then in parentheses you can put, as in mind your stinking own. Verse 12, what business is it of mine as a Christian, as a believer? Paul is telling the church, what business is it for Christians to judge those, now circle or highlight this word, outside of the church. Oh, we are great at that, aren't we? We are fantastic at judging non-believers. I'm not done with the verse. This just winds me up. Are you not to judge, now circle or highlight this word, those inside? Uh-oh. It is pretty simple, isn't it? We are constantly trying to place Christian standards on non-Christians. It is the reason that why when you invite someone to come to church, they tell you, I don't have anything to wear. Right? My assumption is neither one of you are naked at this point. Because that's what I will tell someone when they say, well, I don't have anything to wear to church. You're not naked. I'm not mostly naked. It's okay. Wear what you're wearing. Come to church. But they're used to churches putting this weird standard that doesn't apply anywhere in Scripture, that we judge people for how they're dressed or for how they look or for what their race is or, heaven forbid, for what their past is. We love to judge the outside We love to judge non-Christians. And Paul literally says in the beginning of the verse, mind your own business. They are fallen. They don't know Jesus, and yet we hold them to a standard that Paul says we have no business holding them to. It is honestly the danger of believing that we are a Christian nation. No, we're not. There is no such thing as a Christian nation. So let me do this. Let's skip back to verse 9. Because I know somebody's thinking, well, they're evil. Verse 9 is your verse. Verse 9, I wrote to you in my letter not to associate with the sexually immoral people. And you're like, aha, bunch of heathens. That's my verse. Shows you, pastor, we can judge them. Except that. If you think that's your verse, here's my verse for you. Verse 10. Not at all, meaning the people of this world. Ain't that the worst thing about reading Scripture? You want to grab your verse and trumpet it. Not at all, meaning the people of this world. Now listen to how he describes the people of the world. They're immoral, they're greedy, swindlers, and idolaters. Paul is not saying they ain't heathens. He gets it. He totally gets it. But he says, you can't judge them for that. They don't know any better. Now listen. In that case, you would have to leave this world. Oh my gosh, are you tired of the 2020 election yet for president? I am. Everybody and their mother has decided they're going to... My boy Howard Schultz, Starbucks all the way, has decided he's going to run as an independent. He's a goof. Forget it. I cannot stand the man politically. But he's already being attacked because he wants to be an independent. And I'm like, I love the chaos. Here we go. Let's ride this pony. And I guarantee you, regardless of who gets elected, how many people are going to move to Canada? Boy, if they get elected, I'm moving to Canada. Thank you, Hollywood. Don't care. Right? Go to Canada. Paul says if you think you are decided that you're going to be the judge of the immoral, sinful heathens, just leave, not the nation, go to Mars. Get on the next rocket ship and get out here. If you think that you have decided that it is God's word that we are going to use and we are going to shout in non-Christian people and tell them that they're going to hell, get out of here. Get out of here. Leave the world. Paul suggests Mars. So, get out of here. So, here's the standard. If you think that is going to be your expectation of judging, Paul says, not only mind your own business, but if you're not going to mind your own business, boot. Verse 13. God will judge those outside. And then a quote. Expel the wicked person from McDonald's? From Hollywood? Pfft, it'd be gone. From D.C.? From among you. Inside these four walls. Ruh-roh. Can Christians judge? Yep. Other Christians. Especially inside these four walls. You can judge me, I can judge you. But if you're using God's word to judge me as a believer and I am out of line and I decide, I don't care what you think, who died and made you judge, you can boot me and I can boot you. Because Paul says we're not messing around as a church. I've had people say to me before, I can't believe you're kicking me out of church. This is after months of asking them to repent and using a biblical standard to try to do this. And I always say two things to that person. So write this down. We'll skip it if it's you. First thing, I'm not kicking you out of church. You are kicking you out of church. We've come to you. We've tried to make this work. We begged you to repent. You decide you're not going to. You are kicking you out of church. Second thing is, please, by all means, this is Van Wert. All you have to do is sneeze and 20 people go Gesundheit, right? And the next day, hey, I heard you sneezed, right? You tell everybody in the world that we kicked you out of church. I'll take that press. That there's a church that will take a biblical standard on its own people, that if they refuse to repent of their own sin after time, okay, among you, we can, as Christians, judge those inside the church. And sadly, every so often, we have to boot them out too. So, let's look at verse 11, because you're like, oh, not me. But now I am writing to you that you must not associate with, highlight this one or circle it, anyone who claims to be your brother or sister, but is sexually immoral, greedy, an idolater, slanderer, drunkard, or swindler. Whew! I think we're going to be left with three people. So, time to start a new church, everybody. Don't get so focused on the sin that you forget the fact that there's grace. We're all sinners. We are all sinners. Paul is pointing out, I think, a problem that they had in the Corinthian church, where these people that were exhibiting these behaviors were told to chill out. And they were like, you can't judge me. And Paul's like, I know what you're doing. And he just puts it in there, right? So here's the thing. It's not about the sin. It is about the grace. If you come to me and say, man, I don't think this behavior is very godly, and you point it out to me in Scripture, and you convict me, and you say, Dave, you really need to repent of that, I've got two choices. Repent or not, but understand if you choose not, Paul tells us in the rest of the verse what's going to happen. Do not even eat, with such people. Do not even eat with such people. Who are we to judge? Right? Who are we to judge? Here's what I love about our church. You give me one repentant sinner, and I'll change the world. You give me one church where people refuse to repent, we'll change nothing. I will take one repentant sinner saved by grace than 100 stuck-in-the-mud know-it-alls that are judge, jury, and executioner. And we know those people, don't we? Maybe we've been those people before, but we're changed by grace. Can Christians judge? Can they? Yes! Each other. Now, if you think this is a license for you to start writing names down and list, I'm going after them, and I'm going after them, and I'm going after them, I'm going after you. Right? That's not what this is about at all. It's not your standard or my standard, it's his. Let us decide that we as Christians are going to hold each other accountable to holiness. Hold each other accountable to grace. Hold each other accountable to mercy. So that when we leave here on Sunday mornings, we're ready to change not only our world, but the world around us. because we're known as people of grace and mercy, not judgment, hypocrisy, and just tearing people apart for a standard that God never intended. But it begins with us. So let's wrap things up this morning. What is it that you and I need to repent of, that we can hold ourselves accountable to everyone around us? And maybe it's something where you're sitting with somebody this morning, you're like, listen, I'll go up with you, because I love this song that we're about to sing. Or maybe it's someone you need to come up to and go, I'm sorry. I don't know what it is, but let's begin today, that if we're going to be a church of judgment, it begins in here first, and to find His grace. Let's stand together and sing. God, there's so many things we could repent of this morning, that as we judge ourselves, we fall so short of Your glory. But thank You for grace. Thank You that it's our past and our habits that don't define us, but Your forgiveness. We need You, God, in this day, in this moment, in this hour, and are so glad that You're here. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.